Good afternoon. Today, the Premier announced that he's accelerating and ramping up his failed plan to hand $4.7 billion, likely much more now, to big, already profitable corporations. When Jason Kenney says this plan was working, he's actually trying to rewrite history. We just heard moments ago from one of Alberta's top economists saying that, contrary to what Kenney and Tabes have described, the economy was taking a turn for the worse before both the oil price collapse and the pandemic. As a result, Jason Kenney brought in legislation just last week that allowed him to hide the real numbers from Albertans. But here's what we know. This was a plan that coincided with the loss of 50,000 jobs before the pandemic hit. This was a plan that did not see head offices established here. Downtown towers in Calgary continued to empty. Companies like Husky laid off hundreds of people, and giants like Encana left the province altogether. Companies used the cash from the Kenney government to reward foreign shareholders with increased dividends and share buybacks. And because of all of this, even before the drop in the price of oil, even before the pandemic, the economy in Alberta was contracting and the deficit was growing. Now, there's very little new that is in here, and it proves that this government is already out of ideas. Albertans need to hear a bold vision and a real plan that gets everyday people back to work and sets Alberta's economy up for recovery now and a stronger economy in the future. But we didn't see that today. The only thing here that's bold is the rhetoric and its distance from the facts. It is not bold. It's the bare minimum. And by bare minimum, let me clarify as well that the initial $14 billion that the UCP keeps trying to suggest they've already spent as part of the recovery is a pretend number. Not real. And I could go into much more detail about this, but as a start, let me say over half of it is a bet against the completion of KXL, meaning that they're trying to tell Albertans that spending $7.5 billion in the event of the failure of that pipeline is somehow good news. Just to be clear, it's not. Now, investing in infrastructure can be an effective shock absorber. That is absolutely true. Our government made similar choices when faced with a devastating economic downturn. But what this plan doesn't do is diversify our economy. Much of what was announced today comes nowhere close to replacing the cuts to diversification that this government has made over the last year. This is a classic Jason Kenney bait and switch. For instance, the Premier identified the need for a highly skilled tech workforce, and yet he's gutting our post-secondary institutions, the very institutions that would give unemployed Albertans to be part of that highly skilled workforce. Compared to our government, the UCP has cut Alberta Innovates funding by 25%. They eliminated tax credits designed to diversify our economy in the tech and digital media sectors. The UCP has also slashed artificial intelligence funding by 2/3. And under their new film and television tax credit, they've actually cut funding by 2/3, 67% for this year. They've also cut tourism support by 15%. Compared to what was in place before. They've canceled the renewable electricity program, which means we will lose out on over $5 billion in investment and 3,600 jobs. The cancellation of Energy Efficiency Alberta means that Jason Kenney turned his back on almost $1 billion in economic growth annually and 4,300 jobs. Now, Jason Kenney says a fiscal reckoning is still coming for Albertans and tough choices are ahead. We've seen what that looks like already. Another way of talking about it is this. Children with autism will shoulder the cost of the fiscal reckoning. Their classmates and all kids in classrooms will shoulder the cost of the fiscal reckoning. Post-secondary students struggling with historic levels of unemployment will shoulder the cost of the fiscal reckoning. Seniors struggling to cover the cost of their medication, now cut by the UCP, will shoulder the cost of the fiscal reckoning. The list goes on and on and on. It's a fiscal reckoning for almost everyone and a party for profitable corporations, for Jason Kenney's rich friends and insiders. Now, for those of you at home keeping score, the other thing you should know is that what was released today was a surprisingly unedited version of the economic plan attached to the fairy tale budget Jason Kenney tried to sell Albertans in February. It is an underwhelming and uninspired reaction to the economic crisis that we face. It leaves everyday Albertans behind. And what is most disappointing is that all Albertans will pay the price. I'm happy to take any questions that anyone may have.